今天我再回到但以理书。
Today we're going to go back to the book of Daniel.
但以理书第八章，题目是四个人物。
Daniel chapter 8, and the topic is four personages.
我请静灵弟兄来读这章经文，你看英文的跟着我一起看。
So it will only be read by Brother Andy. Please follow in your English Bible.
但以理书第八章。伯沙沙王在位第三年，有异象显现与我但以理，是在先前所见的异象之后。我见了异象的时候，我以为在以兰省苏珊城中，我见异象又如在乌来河边。我举目观看，见有双脚的公绵羊站在河边，两脚都高，这脚高过那脚，更高的是后掌的。我见那公绵羊往西、往北、往南抵触，兽在他面前都站立不住，也没有能救护脱离他手的，但他任意而行，自高自大。我在思想的时候，有一只公山羊从西而来，遍行全地，脚步沾尘。这山羊两眼当中有一非常的脚，他往我所看见站在河边有双脚的公绵羊那里去，大发愤怒向他直闯。我见公山羊就近公绵羊，向他发烈怒，抵触他，折断他的两脚。绵羊在他面前站立不住，他将绵羊触倒在地，用脚践踏，没有能救绵羊脱离他手的。这山羊极其自高自大，正强盛的时候，那大脚折断了，又在脚跟上向天的四方长出四个非常的脚来。四脚之中有一脚长出一个小脚，向南、向东、向荣美之地渐渐成为强大。他渐渐强大，高及天象，将那些天象和星宿抛落在地，用脚践踏，并且他自高自大，以为高及天象之君，除掉常献给君的燔祭，毁坏君的圣所。因罪过的缘故，有军旅和常献的燔祭交付他，他将真理抛在地上，任意而行，无不顺利。我听见有一位圣者说话，又有一位圣者问那说话的圣者说，这除掉常献的燔祭和施行毁坏的罪过，将圣所与军旅践踏的意象，要到几时才应验呢？他对我说，到2300日，圣所就必洁净。我但以理见的这意象，愿意明白其中的意思。忽有一位形状像人的站在我面前，我又听见乌来河两岸中有人声呼叫说，加百列亚要使此人明白这意象。他便来到我所站的地方，他一来我就惊慌俯伏在地。他对我说，人子啊，你要明白，因为这是关乎末后的意象。他与我说话的时候，我面伏在地沉睡，他就摸我，扶我站起来，说，我要指示你恼怒临完必有的事，因为这是关乎末后的定期。你所看见双脚的公绵羊，就是马代和波斯王，那公山羊就是希腊王，两眼当中的大脚就是头翼王。至于那折断的这脚，在其根上又长出四脚，这四脚就是四国，必从这国里兴起来，只是权势都不及他。这四国末时，犯法的人罪恶满盈，必有一王兴起，面貌凶恶，能用双关的诈语。他的权柄必大，却不是因自己的能力，他必行非常的毁灭，事情顺利，任意而行，又必毁灭有能力和圣名。他用权术成就手中的诡计，心里自高自大，在人坦然无备的时候毁灭多人，又要站起来攻击万军之军，至终却非因人手而灭亡。所说2300日的异象是真的， 但你要将这意象封住，因为关乎后来许多的日子。于是我但以理昏迷不醒，病了数日，然后起来办理王的事务。我因这意象惊奇，却无人能明白其中的意思。
所以但以理书第八章记载了但以理所看见的另外一个意象。
So chapter 8 of the book of Daniel record another vision that Daniel saw.
然后他所看见这个意象刚好是在波沙沙王在位的第三年。
This vision was seen on the third year of King Belshazzar.
大约是在公元前551年。
And it is around 551 BC.
然后根据但以理书上半部的记载
And according to the first half of the book of Daniel
但以理都能够讲解这个意象或者梦的意义
Daniel was able to interpret visions and dreams
但是他所看见的这个意象
But the vision that he saw here
他不能够明白
He was not able to understand
所以他必须要问天使在意象里关于这个公绵羊还有公山羊还有这个小角的意义。
So he must ask the spirit, the angel, the meaning of the ram, the male goat, and also the little horn.
然后因此神差派了加百利天使来讲解给但以理知道。
And so God sent Gabriel to come and explain these to him.
所以当天使加百利靠近但以理的时候
So when Gabriel got closer to Daniel,
但以理感到很害怕
Daniel was very much afraid.
并且全身无力
And he was without strength.
毫无气力地睡着了
And he fell into a deep sleep.
就如在但以理书第十章第九节所说
Just as it was said in Daniel chapter 10 verse 9
我却听见他说话的声音一听见就面伏在地沉睡了
But I heard the sound of his words and as soon as I heard the sound of his words I fell into a deep sleep on my face with my face to the ground
还有在十七节这里说我主的仆人怎能与我主说话呢我一见异象就灰身无力毫无气息。
And here in verse 17 it says, For how can such a servant of my Lord talk with such as my Lord? As for me, there remains just now no strength in me, nor has any breath been left in me.
那么天使加百利称但以理为人子
So, the angel Gabriel called Daniel son of man.
通常人子这个名称是指这个弥赛亚的一个名称。
Usually, son of man is referred to as the Messiah.
但是在这里人子是说明但以理的人性还有他的软弱。
But here, son of man is pointing towards Daniel's humanness and also his weaknesses.
所以这个天使加百利对但以理说
So Gabriel told Daniel
这个意象要预告以色列人在将来所要面对的苦难
This vision is talking about the future sufferings the Israelites must face
所以在但以理所看见的这个意象有四个人物
So in the vision that Daniel saw there are four persons
第一呢就是波斯王
The first one is the king of Persia
第二呢是希腊王
Second one is the king of Greece
那么第三呢是安提欧古四世
And the third one is Antiochus IV Epiphanes
那么最后是狄基督
And the last one is the Antichrist.
我们首先让我们来看第一个人物波斯王。
So let's look at the first person, and it is the king of Persia.
我举目观看，见有双脚的公绵羊站在河边，两脚都高，这脚高过那脚，更高的是后长的。
Then I lifted my eyes and looked, and behold, a ram which had two horns was standing in front of the canal. Now the two horns were long, but one was longer than the other, with the longer one coming up last.
我见那公绵羊往西、往北、往南抵触，兽在他面前都站立不住，也没有能救护脱离他的手，但他任意而行，自高自大。
I saw the ram butting westward, northward, and southward, and no other beasts could stand before him, nor was there anyone to rescue from his power. But he did as he pleased and magnified himself.
啊，这个是但以理在异象里所看见的。
So this is the ram that Daniel saw in his dream, in his vision.
啊，但是他不明白什么是双脚的公绵羊。
But he didn't understand what is a ram with two horns.
啊，这个公绵羊有两个脚。
This ram has two horns.
啊，一个脚比另外一个脚高。
One horn is taller than the other.
因此，在但以理书第二十章，天使加百利对但以理说。
So in Daniel chapter 8 verse 20.The angel told Daniel,
你所看见的双脚的公绵羊就是马太和波斯王。
The ram which you saw with the two horns represents the kings of Media and Persia.
啊，这个长的脚是代表波斯王。
The long horn represents Persia.
然后短的脚是代表这个马太。
And the shorter one represents the king of Media.
因为波斯王比这个马太强盛。
Because the king of Persia is stronger than the king of Media.
所以这个公绵羊是代表这个马太波斯王国。
So the ram itself represents the kingdom of Media and Persia.
那么就如但以理在异象里面所看见的。
Just as what was saw in Daniel's vision.
啊，这个波斯王基卢士王和他的军队就往北往西往南去攻打征服了这个利比亚和埃及还有这个小亚细亚甚至到印度。
King Cyrus of Persia went out with his army towards the west, the north and the south, and they also overcame Libya, Egypt, Asia Minor, until they reached India.
成了一个古代一个很大的一个帝国。
And it became a very strong ancient kingdom.
那直到亚历山大大帝成立了这个希腊帝国的时候。
And when King Alexander established the kingdom of Greece.
然后当他征服了这些国家之后。
And after he conquered all these kingdoms.
他就攻打这个巴比伦王国。
Then he went after the kingdom of Babylon.
那么在公元前539年的时候巴比伦王国因此落在这个基卢士王的手下。
And he succeeded in 539 BC.
所以波斯王基卢士王征服了巴比伦王国。
So the king of Persia, Cyrus, overcame and he conquered the kingdom of Babylon.
所以在他还没有成为这个波斯王之前。
And before he became the king of Persia,
那么先知以赛亚称他为耶和华神的仆人。
The prophet Isaiah have called him the servant of Jehovah.
论基路士说，他是我的牧人，并成就我所喜悦的，并下令建造耶路撒冷，发令立稳圣殿的根基。
It is I who says of Cyrus, he is my shepherd.And he will perform all my desire. And he declares of Jerusalem, she will be built, and of the temple, your foundation will be laid.
所以神使用基鲁斯王打败这个巴比伦王。
So God used King Cyrus to defeat the king of Babylon.
让以色列人回到耶路撒冷重建这个圣殿。
And therefore allowing the Israelites to go back to Jerusalem to rebuild the temple.
基鲁士王恩待犹太人。
Cyrus, King Cyrus, is graceful towards the Israelites.
那么因此准许犹太人回到他们的国土。
So he allowed them to went back to their country.
重建他们的国家还有他们的圣殿。
To rebuild their kingdom and also their temple.
那么同时基鲁士王也准许犹太人把尼布甲尼撒王从这个圣殿没收的那些器皿再次的带回耶路撒冷去。
And he also allowed the articles of the Lord, from the temple, that was taken by King Nebuchadnezzar to bring back to Jerusalem.
然后以赛亚书第41章2节说
And, in Isaiah 41 verse 2 it says,
谁从东方兴起一人凭公义招他来脚前呢耶和华将列国交给他使他管下君王把他们如灰尘交以他的刀如风吹的翠节交以他的弓
Who has aroused one from the east whom he calls in righteousness to his feet He delivers up nations before him and subdues kings He makes them like dust with his sword, as the wind-driven chaff from his bow, with his bow.
那么这节经文说明神在东方兴起一位王叫做基鲁士王。
So from this verse, we can see that God raised up a king from the east, which is King Cyrus.
凭着他的公义把他带到他的脚前。
And he calls him in righteousness to his feet.
换句话说神使用基鲁士王来成就他公义的旨意。
In another words, God used King Cyrus to accomplish his righteous plan.
然后使到以色列人得到释放。
And it caused the Israelites to be freed.
回到他们的国土重建这个圣殿。
To return to their own land to rebuild the temple.
那么在旧约圣经里面我们看到神经常使用外邦人的王来成就他的旨意。
And in the Bible, we often see how God used the, Gentile kings to accomplish his will.
基鲁士王就是一个例子。
King Cyrus is an example.
这个是第一个人物波斯王。
So this is the first person, and it is the king of Persia.
然后我们来看第二个人物就是这个希腊王。
And the second person is the king of Greece.
我正思想的时候见有一只公山羊从西而来偏行全地脚步沾尘这山羊两眼当中有一非常的角。
While I was observing, behold, a male goat was coming from the west over the surface of the whole world without touching the ground, and the goat had a conspicuous horn between his eyes.
他往我所看见站在河边有双脚的公绵羊那里去，大发愤怒，向他直闯。
He came up to the ram that had the two horns, which I had seen standing in front of the canal, and rushed at him in his mighty wrath.
我见公山羊就进公绵羊向他发烈怒抵触他直断他的两脚绵羊在他前面站立不住。
I saw him come beside the ram, and he was enraged at him, and he struck the ram and shattered his two horns, and the ram had no strength to withstand him.
他将绵羊触倒在地用脚践他没有能救绵羊脱离他的手的。
So he hurled him to the ground and trampled on him, and there was none to rescue the ram from his power.
这山羊既其自高自大正强盛的时候那大脚直断了又在脚跟上向天的西方长出四个非常的脚来。
Then the male goat magnified himself exceedingly, but as soon as he was mighty, the large horn was broken, and in its place there came up four conspicuous horns toward the four winds of heaven.
这个是但以理在异象里面所看见的。
So this is what Daniel saw in his vision.
那么在尼布甲尼撒王 梦里所看到的大象。
So the statue that was seen in King Nebuchadnezzar's dream.
以这个铜做的这个腿代表这个希腊帝国。
The legs that were made of copper represent the kingdom of Greece.
但是在但以理所在第七章所看见那个异象。
But the vision that Daniel saw in chapter 7.
是好像这个上次我讲的这个豹。
It's like, what I've mentioned before, last time, it's like a leopard.
而且这个豹它的背后有四个翅膀。
And on the back of this leopard, there are four wings.
然后它有四个头。
And he has four heads.
代表这个希腊帝国。
And it represents the kingdom of Greece.
但是但以理在第八章所看见那个异象。
But the vision that Daniel saw in chapter 8.
那么希腊帝国是一个公山羊。
The kingdom of Greece is a male goat.
这个公山羊从西边而来。
This male goat came from the west.
以很快的速度偏游这个全地。
And with great speed, he ran all over the world.
快到他的脚都没有动到地。
And he was running so fast that his feet are not touching the ground.
那么他的头两眼中间有一个大角。
And between his eyes, there was a big horn.
这个大角到底是谁呢？
So who is this big horn?
大角是代表亚历山大大帝。
This big horn represents King Alexander.
因为这个天使向但以理讲解说。
Because the angel explained to Daniel.
那公山羊就是希腊王两眼当中的大角，就是头一王。
The shaggy goat represents the kingdom of Greece, and the large horn that is between his eyes is the first king.
因为亚历山大是希腊帝国的第一位王。
Because King Alexander is the first king of the Greek kingdom.
所以根据这个古代历史的记载。
So according to the historical record,
亚历山大在很短的时间就征服了整个欧洲、北非、中东，还有一次到印度。
King Alexander used in a very short period of time, he has conquered the whole Europe, Northern Africa, made Asia Minor, and reaches India.
比巴比伦王国还有这个波西马代王国更大。
And he's much bigger, the kingdom spread over or more than what King Babylon and also Persia and Media kingdom.
所以在异象里面但以理又说这山羊既其自高自大正强盛的时候他的大脚被折断了。
So here in Daniel recorded that then the male goat magnified himself exceedingly.
所以当这个希腊帝国很强盛的时候这个大脚被折断。
So when the kingdom of Greece was getting stronger and bigger, this big horn was broken.
所以大脚被折断是代表亚历山大去世了。
So the big horn was broken represent that the King Alexander has died.
这位伟大的皇帝在公元前323年的时候六月离开世界。
This Greek emperor was, he was dead in BC, in 323 BC in June.
所以亚历山大大帝去世的时候很年轻。
When he died, he was very young.
他只不过是33岁。
He was only 33.
按照但以理所看到这个异象。
And according to the vision Daniel saw.
然后这个很强盛的一个帝国被分成四部分。
The strong kingdom was divided into four.
由亚历山大的四个将军来治理。
And it was taken over by the four generals of King Alexander.
就如第八章第八节所说。
So just as it was said in verse 8.
又在脚跟上向天的四方长出四个非常的角来。
And in his place, there came up four conspicuous horns toward the four winds of heaven.
然后在二十二节又说，至于那直断的脚，直断了的脚，在其根上又长出四角，这四角就是四国，必从这国里兴起来，只是权势不济。他是指亚历山大大帝。
And it continues in verse 22. The broken horn and the four horns that arose in his place represent four kingdoms which will arise from his kingdom, from his nation, although not with his power, and this his is referring to King Alexander.
那无论如何，亚历山大所成就的，他所成就的。
But no matter what King Alexander accomplished.
啊，不只是一个很强盛的一个帝国。
Not only was it a very powerful kingdom.
因为希腊帝国改变了当时的政治文化。
Because the kingdom of Greece have changed the political realm during that time.
然后带来给当代的历史新的一页。
And it bring forth a new leaf in the history.
而其中的一个改变就是停止了东方对西方的影响。
And one of the change it stopped the influence of the East to the West.
然后同时也给这个古代的社会有一个很大的冲击。
And it also bring a big blow to the society at that time.
然后同时使到当时的人重新检讨他们的思想。
And it causes the people at that time to rethink their thinking.
然后借助这个希腊文化还有这个希腊文。
And through the culture of Greece and the Greek language.
然后亚历山大把整个帝国统一起来。
King Alexander was able to unite the whole kingdom.
然后使到希腊文成为一个很普遍的一个语文。
And Greek language became a very common language.
然后我们可以想象的。
What we can imagine is,
啊，希腊文化带来给当代和后来的社会很大的影响。
The Greek culture and the language caused its influence greatly what is to come.
那甚至影响到新约圣经所写的语文是希腊文。
And it also called it, the influence was so great that the New Testament was written in Greek.
然后从圣经的角度来看
，And from the Bible's point of view，
人类的历史的进展是由神的旨意还有他的安排。
The human history is according to God's plan。
然后亚历山大所开始的那个帝国
，The kingdom that Alexander had started，
啊，由罗马人来预备和完成神在主耶稣身上所要成就的救恩。
It was followed by the Romans and it completed God's plan on Jesus.
所以希腊国结束之后就由罗马人来统治。
So after the Greek kingdom was finished, it was followed by the Roman Empire.
所以罗马人一个铁证的那种权力来治理这个罗马帝国。
The Romans used an iron fist policy to control the kingdom.
因此带来给当时的社会有稳定还有和平。
And because of that, there was stability in the kingdom.
然后除此之外，罗马的交通非常的发达。
And besides that, the communication channel for the Roman Empire was very advanced.
条条道路通罗马，有没有听过？
This phrase that says all roads lead to Rome.
啊，就是这个意思。
It means just that.
啊，因着这个交通的方便。
And because
of the convenience of transportation.
Transportation was so great.
我们使到福音传到罗马帝国每一个地方。
The gospel was able to reach every corner of the kingdom.
所以我们可以在使徒行传还有保罗的书信里面看到。
We can see it from the New Testament, especially in Paul's letters.
我们看到保罗把福音传到罗马帝国很多个城市。
We can see that Paul was able to spread or share the gospel to many cities in the Roman Empire.
啊，好了，让我们来看第三个人物。
So let's look at the third person.
啊，第三个人物 中文它的名字叫做安提欧古四世。
So this third person, his name is Antiochus IV, Epiphanes.
然后在第九章第八章第九节到十四节这么说。
So in chapter 8 verses 9 through 14 it says,
好了，四角之中有一角长出一个小角，向南向东向荣美之地渐渐成为强大。
Out of one of them came forth a rather small horn, which grew exceedingly great toward the south, toward the east, and toward the beautiful land.
它渐渐强大，高济天象，将些天象和星宿抛在地，用脚践踏。
It grew up to the host of heaven and caused some of the host and some of the stars to fall to the earth, and it trampled them down.
它渐渐强大，高济天象，将些天象和星宿抛落在地，用脚践踏。
It grew up to the host of heaven and caused some of the host and some of the stars to fall to the earth, and it trampled them down.
并且它自高自大，以为高祭天象之君，除掉当献给君的燔祭，毁坏君的圣地。
It even magnified itself to be equal with the commander of the host, and it removed the regular sacrifice from him, and the place of his sanctuary was thrown down.
因罪过的缘故，有军旅和长线的燔祭交付他。他将真理抛在地上，任意而行，无不顺利。
And on account of transgression, the host will be given over to the horn along with the regular sacrifice, and it will fling truth to the ground and perform its will and prosper.
我听见有一位圣者说，又有一位圣者问那说话的圣者说，这除掉当献的燔祭和施行毁坏的罪过，将圣所以经理践踏的意象，要到几时才应验呢？他对我说，到2300日，圣所就必洁净。
Then I heard a holy one speaking, and another holy one said to that particular one who was speaking, How long will the vision about the regular sacrifice apply, while the transgression causes horror?So as to allow both the holy place and the host to be trampled, he said to me, for 2300 evenings and mornings, then the holy place will be properly restored.
那么在第九节这里讲到四角之中有一角长出一个小角。
So in verse 9 here it says, out of the four horns, there was one horn,There was another little horn that grew above one.
那这句经文的意思是什么？
So what does this mean?
我们知道四个角是代表亚历山大大帝的四个将军。
So we know that the four horns represent the four generals of Alexander.
但是从这个四个角长出一个角来，到底这个小角是谁？
So who is this other little horn that grew out of another horn?
亚历山大大帝去世之后，由他四位将军来治理他的这个整个帝国。
So after King Alexander died, the four generals took over the kingdom.
但是在意象里面说，其中的一位将军有一位领袖出来。
So from the vision that Daniel saw, out of these four generals that came a leader.
他的名字叫做安提欧古四世。
And his name is Antiochus IV Epiphanes.
他是在公元前173年到163年是叙利亚的一位统治者。
He actually is the emperor of Syria from 173 BC to 163 BC.
安提欧古四世这个人是一位非常残忍的一个暴君。
So this Antiochus IV Epiphanes is a very cruel tyrant.
所以在英文的翻译，他有一个名词叫做 Epiphanes。
So in English, there's a word called epiphanies.
啊，就是显现的意思。
And it is manifestation. It means manifestation.
所以安提欧古他自称自己是神的显现。
So Antiochus called himself the manifestation of God.
所以当时所用那个钱币啊，在上面有这个 theo 是希腊文来的。
So on the coin that they used at that time, there is an image of, or there is a image of theos.
啊 ，theo 就是神的意思嘛。
Theo means God.
所以我们去念神学的时候，我们说 we study theology 啊。
So when you go and study, the word is theology.
哦，在这个银币上面还有它自己本身那种特征在上面。
So the coin has theos and also the special characters of Antiochus.
啊，这些特征有一点像这个希腊啊人的那些神。
And the special character kind of looks similar to Zeus.
所以这个暴君他有一种很强烈那种欲望。
So this tyrant have a very passionate desire.
也就是期望把这些犹太人把他们改变成良好的希腊人。
He wanted to change the Israelites to become good Greek.
然后为了达到他的欲望，他就把这个犹太人的大祭司把他除掉。
So in order to accomplish his desire, he got rid of the position of high priest.
然后以一个希腊人，他的名字叫做 Jason 来代替。
And he replaced him with a Greek called Jason.
啊，但是后来 Jason 被另外一个人代替，因为他把这个大祭司的位把他买下来。
But then later, Jason was replaced by another because Jason had bought this position of the high priest.
啊，那个时候 ，Jason 听说王去世了。
So at that time, Jason heard that, oh, the king has died.
然后因此他就攻打这个耶路撒冷。
So he began to attack Jerusalem.
啊，但是没有想到王没有去世。
But he didn't think that the king actually didn't die.
所以王知道后，他就大发烈怒。
And so when the king heard of this, he was very, very angry.
他就攻打耶路撒冷，然后把圣殿里面那些器皿都夺走了。
And so he attacked Jerusalem, conquered it, and took all the articles from the temple.
所以在公元前168年的时候，他就攻打耶路撒冷，然后把耶路撒冷都摧毁。
And so in 168 BC, he conquered Jerusalem and destroyed the whole city.
把大部分的男人都杀了。
He killed most of the male.
还有把女人还有孩子都抓来啊，成为这个奴仆。
And he took the women and the children and make them into slaves.
啊，但是这个暴君他不满足。
But this tyrant was not satisfied.
他禁止犹太人遵守这个安息日。
He prevented the Israelites from observing Sabbath.
啊，禁止他们行这个割礼。
And he prevented them from having circumcision.
和遵守这个利未记关于这个食物的律法。
And everything that was said in the book of Leviticus about their dietary restriction.
啊，任何的犹太人如果存有摩西的律法的话，都被杀掉。
So any Jews who continue to follow the law of Moses has been killed.
所以在公元前168年12月的时候，他以一个希腊人这个神的祭坛来代替这个犹太人的祭坛。
So in December of 168 BC, he replaced the altar of God with Zeus altar.
啊，并且以一只猪来作为这个祭品。
And he used a pig as the sacrificial article.
我们都知道，猪对于犹太人来说是不洁净的一种动物。
So we all know pig, to a Jew is an unclean animal.
啊，但是根据古代的历史的记载。
But according to the historical record.
然后这个人安提欧古四世最后被一位犹太人领袖叫做 Judas Maccabee 打败。
We know that Antiochus IV Epiphanes was later killed by a Jewish general, and his name is Judas Maccabeus.
那明白这个暴君安提欧古，帮助我们明白但以理所要说的预言。
So to understand this vision, we must understand this Antiochus the Fourth.
然后安提欧古他开始的时候，他的权力不大。
In the very beginning, Antiochus did not have much power.
啊，但是后来他的权力越来越大。
But then his power continued to increase.
而且以这个残酷的手段来对付这些犹太人。
And he used very cruel method to treat the Jews.
那他禁止犹太人敬拜他们的神。
He prevented the Jews from worshiping God.
那不单如此，他还称自己是神。
Not only that, he called himself king, God.
啊，就好像主耶稣在马太福音24:15所说。
Just as Jesus said in Matthew chapter 24.
啊，这个是主耶稣讲的话。
This is what Jesus said.
先知但以理所说的，那行毁坏可憎的，站在圣地。
Abomination of desolation, which was spoken of through Daniel the prophet, standing in a holy place.
谁是这位安提欧古呢？
So who is this Antiochus?
安提欧古就是预表这个敌基督将来所要做的事情。
Antiochus is the foreshadow of what the Antichrist will do.
所以安提欧古他只不过是敌基督的，在神学里面有一个字叫做泰。
So, Antiochus is just the type. As it was mentioned in theology.
所以意象里的四个人物，第一就是波斯王。
So the four person in the vision, one is the king of Persia.
啊，第二呢是希腊王。
Second is the king of Greece.
啊，第三就是这个暴君叫做安提欧古四世。
The third one is this tyrant Antiochus the Fourth.
啊，最后是敌基督。
And the last one is Antichrist.
啊，第十九节说，我要指示你恼怒临完必有的事，因为这是关乎末后的定期。
In verse 19 it says, He said, Behold, I am going to let you know what will occur at the final period of the indignation, and it pertains to the appointed time of the end.
所以天使把但以理从这个沉睡中把他叫醒过来。
So, Daniel was awoken from his deep sleep.
然后告诉他在末期的时候将要发生的事情。
And he was told what will happen in the end time.
那么在旧约圣经里面称这段时期为雅各的困苦或主的日子。
And in the Bible, this period, in the Old Testament, this period is called Jacob's trouble or the day of the Lord.
那么在这个时候，神的愤怒将要降临在这个邪恶的世界。
And at that time, God's wrath is going to be poured upon this sinful world.
所以在这段经文这么说，这四国末时犯法的人，罪恶满盈，必有一王兴起，面貌凶恶。能用双关的杂语，他的权柄必大，却不是因自己的能力。
In the later period of their rule, when the transgressions have run their course, a king will arise, insolent and skilled in intrigue. His power will be mighty, but not by his own power.
他必行非常的毁灭。事情顺利，任意而行，又必毁灭有能力和圣灵。
And he will destroy to an extraordinary degree and prosper and perform his will. He will destroy mighty men and the holy people.
所以在这个意象里面，但以理以这个安提欧古四世跟这个敌基督来做个比较。
So, in the vision, there is a comparison of Antiochus the Fourth and this Antichrist.
所以你看到第八章第九节到第十四节，跟第八章二十三节和 和二十五节它是平行的。
So if you read Daniel chapter 8 verse 9 to 14 and 23 to 25, they are parallel.
两个人的权力开始的时候不大。
Both of them don't have much power in the very beginning.
但是后来渐渐的越来越大。
But then their power gradually increased.
他们亵渎神。
They blasphemize against God.
他们迫害犹太人。
And they persecute the Jews.
他们称为自己是神，而且把自己的肖像放在这个圣殿。
And they call themselves God. They use their own. They put their own image in the temple.
他们强迫人来敬拜他。
They force people to worship them.
他们被魔鬼使用，而且充满了这个诡诈。
They were used by the devil, and they are full of They are full of false truth.
他们看起来很成功，似乎没有的敌对。
They look very successful, and it seems like nobody can come against them.
那么，他们最后被一位安提欧古被这个 Judas Maccabee 打败。
And so, in the end, Antiochus the Fourth was defeated by Judas Maccabeus.
但是根据圣经的预言说，这个敌基督将会被主耶稣打败。
And according to the prophecy in the Bible, the Antichrist will be defeated by the Lord Jesus.
所以在第八章第二十五节这里讲到这个万军之君。
And here in verse 25, it says he is the King of Kings.
这个是指耶稣基督。
And it's talking about the Lord Jesus.
因为在大灾难来的时候。
Because when the tribulation comes.
然后在千禧年之后。
And after the millennium.
那么敌基督将会被主耶稣制服。
The Antichrist will be defeated by the Lord Jesus.
那么最后跟这个魔鬼还有这个假先知都被扔在这个火湖里面去。
And together with the false prophets and Satan, they will all be thrown into the lake of fire.
所以但以理所看见的这个异象。
So the vision that Daniel saw.
对于我们来说讲解了过去所发生的事情。
It told us what had happened in the past.
也说明将来要发生的事情。
And it also foretold us what is going to happen in the future.
那因此这个意象应当成为我们的警告。
And so this vision should be a warning to all of us.
神的话语是可靠的。
God's word is truth.
并且是可信的。
And it is believable.
那既然但以理所说那些预言已经应验在人类历史里面。
So since some of the visions that Daniel have seen had already been, have come to pass,
我们也应当相信那些还没有被应验的。
We should also believe those, that part that has not, happened yet.
那些将来要发生的事情。
That is what will happen in the future.
因为按照但以理所说的预言。
Because according to the, prophecy that Daniel saw,
将来将会有一位敌基督到来。
There will be an antichrist in the future.
他会好像这个安提欧古四世一样。
He will be just like this Antiochus the Fourth.
所以求神帮助我们。
So may God help us. Let's come before the Lord and meditate the vision that Daniel saw. May the Lord help us understand the meaning of this vision.
也求主帮助我们借着这个意象成为一个警告。
And may God help us understand that this is a warning.
也求主帮助我们把这个意象放在我们的心里。
Lord, please help us put this vision in our heart.
因着这个缘故，我们知道有一天敌基督将会出现。
And because of this, we know that one day the Antichrist will come forth.
也说明主耶稣有一天将会再来。
And it tells us that one day our Lord Jesus will return.
求主帮助我们将我们的盼望建立在这个将来所要发生的事情。
Lord, please help us to put our hope in what will happen in the future.
而不是把我们的盼望建立在这些地上的事情。
Help us not to establish our hope on the things of this earth.
因为神的话语必然会成就。
Because God's word will come to pass.
天父，求你帮助我们。
Heavenly Father, please help us.
帮助我们明白。
Help us to understand.
不只是明白，而且持守着圣经所说的。
Not only understand, but stand firm to what the Bible said.
我们将祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求。
And we pray these in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.